Your number one local radio. This is BCR.
Well, hello there. How are you doing? It's Chris Busby here on BC Radio with another fantasy chart. Yes, it's the top 20 this week, the 5th of July, made up to be a brand new chart by picking songs in their real chart positions as at this date throughout the years. And it's a special one today because it's my birthday! Hurrah! Yes, I've made an extra effort to pick songs I absolutely love. And this is a chart as at my birthday through the years. What could be better? So we find OMD down 7 at 20. Messages. Love OMD, 1980. And interestingly, that song was the first time that they appeared on Top of the Pops on the 8th of May, 1980. And they got on there when the song was number 53 in the charts. So I reckon that might have helped a bit, hey? And here's a band who needed no help, dropping three this week at number 19. What a classic.
Now the party's over, I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in emotion. Without conversation or a notion. Long I'd take you out of nowhere. When the background fading out of focus, is the picture changing every moment? And your destination, you don't know.
Music. The first two songs on this chart both peaked at number 13. And it's funny, isn't it? You'd have said they were top five easily. The backing vocals on that song are by a singer from Haiti called Yannick Etienne. And I love these sort of stories because she was in the adjacent studio doing some recording. Brian hears it and says, "Oh, come through and sing on our song." Big comeback for Tina Turner at number 18. She's up 22 places.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Possess a track, it's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits, but whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do, it's got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do, it's got to do with it? Who needs
Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? It was originally written by Terry Britton and Graham Lyle and offered to Cliff Richard. He said no thanks. And then Bucks Fizz had a go. Jay Aston sang the lead track. They thought her voice wasn't suitable. And so Bobby G from the group recorded it. But it didn't get onto their album until a lot later. And we got Tina's version first. And the rest is history, I guess. Love a bit of Avril Lavigne. She's at number 17 from 2007.
Needed time on my own. I never thought I'd need you there when I cry. And the days feel like years when I'm alone. And the bed where you lie is
Avril Ramona Lavigne, not born till 1984. So actually, the first three songs we heard were before she was born. That's just crazy. We're on her third album, The Best Damn Thing, 2007. That's the album with Girlfriend on, and that was one of the tracks from it. This week's number 17. And I think we'll have a little explanation, shall we, of number 16.
My favorite of all our obscure songs is by A.A. Milne and sung by my little nephew, Robin.
Stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom, I'm not at the top. So this is the stair where I always stop. Up the stairs isn't up and isn't down. It isn't in the nursery, it isn't in the town. And all sorts of funny thoughts run round my head. It isn't really anywhere, it's somewhere else instead. I'm not at the bottom.
Oh, the Muppets were in 1977, and that was performed on the show. It was released as a single, got to number 7 in the charts. It's on its way down this week at number 16. And the other side of it, can you guess what was on the other side? I'll try and give you a little sense. Manamana. Yeah, save us, please. This is Queen, number 15. My Best Friend, Queen, up 9, 1976, number 15. It's from A Night at the Opera, which was their fourth album. And it, at the time, was said to be the most expensive album ever to be recorded. I imagine they've moved on a bit since. Here's Dollar, number 14.
Making me so
Das Dollar, and there's no change for them at number 14. 1979, one of my favourite years in music from the earlier years of my life, and this is my birthday chart this very week, so I've been selecting songs I particularly like, although I select songs I like every week, really.
You're listening to The Fantasy Chart Show with Chris Busby on BC Radio.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
Imagine Jarvis Cocker at college, and he meets a girl in a bar. He's attracted to her, but he found some aspects of her personality unpleasant. And at one point, she said she wanted to move to Hackney and live like common people. The birth of their signature song. That's Pulp on their way down at number 13 in 95. Let's shoot back 10 years, and on their way up, Tears for Fears.
Talk about the weather, but do
You've got to love the 1980s. That song was released on, of course, 7-inch and 12-inch, but also you could have bought the 10-inch, or you could have bought the limited edition four-leaf clover-shaped picture disc. Only in the 1980s, hey? Although it's going that way at the moment a little bit. So Tears for Fears won't get any higher than number 12, I'm afraid. At 11, here's Nick. He's on his way up with Take That Situation, up three in 83.
From the crowd, I only need a minute to look up and frown.
Remember when Haircut 100 split up? I just couldn't understand what was going on. That's brilliant. Take That Situation. Nick Hayward, number 11.
Real chart positions from across the years, creating our fantasy chart as at today with Chris Busby.
Shall we have a countdown? Down 7 at 20, OMD Messages, 1980. At 19, it's 1982, Avalon, Roxy Music, down 3. 18, What's Love Got to Do with It, asks Tina Turner, up 22 places in 1984. At 17, When You're Gone, Avril Lavigne, up 6 in 2007. And 30 years earlier, halfway down the stairs, The Muppets, down 5 at 16. 15, You're My Best Friend, Queen, up 9 in 76. 3 years later, Dollar, Who Were You With in the Moonlight, no change at 14. Pulp, Common People, dropped 2 at 13 in 95. And Tears for Fears in 85, climbed 2 at 12, Head Over Heels. And 11, Take That Situation, Nick Hayward, up 3 places. And that was 1983. We're in the top 10 now. Also on the way up, Grandmaster, Melly Mel and White Lines, 1984, just a year later. Oh yeah, sing along.
Bass. Vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
Something like a phenomenon.
Baby,
telling your body to come along. But white lines blow away.
Roll. Rock it. Roll. Ticket to ride. Line highway, tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul, pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Breathe. Breathe.
pure as the driven snow.
Connected to my mind.
And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kinda low.
Cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one, baby.
Don't let it blow your mind away.
Baby.
Go to your little highway. Cause white lines blow away.
This song was massive in the summer of 84. 17 consecutive weeks in the top 40. Gets to number 7, where it's on its way to now. Based quite a lot on a song called Cavern by Liquid Liquid. It's just a classic, isn't it? And what do we find at number 9?
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang, bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang, bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on.
To the floor and me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is it the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl?
Free!
Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl.
Up, up,
me
up,
not touch a dollar in my pocket cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out the control.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
I love Cheap Thrills. Yeah, that is Sia together with Sean Paul and the song Cheap Thrills. Another of those songs intended to go elsewhere. It was written by Sia and Greg Kirsten for Rihanna and was meant to be on her album Anti. And she rejected it and it became Sia's own hit, nominated for a Grammy and her first ever number one in the US. But listen, time is ticking.
She sees things.
things clearly now. She says she sees it all from her room, and it looks so small from her room. It's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright.
I'm on your side for a while. She thinks the time is a concept which we measure our age. She wants to say it again, but she don't have time because her mind.
Boomtown Rats are celebrating 50 years in the music business, and this week was a big week in 1978 because they went into the top 10 for the very first time with this song, up 5 at number 8. Number 7, another classic.
Here I am, and within the reach of my hand, she's sound asleep. And she's sweeter now than the wildest dream. Could have seen her, and I watched her slipping away. But I know I'll be hunting high and low. Sends the pounding of her heart next to mine. She's the sweetest love I could find. So I guess I'll be hunting high and low. High, high, high. There's no end to the length I'll go.
The album was recorded in London, but it was actually first released in Norway and the US, and then it was released a few months later in the UK. And the legendary story, of course, of getting Take On Me to be a hit, which set up the whole album for success. We find Hunting High and Low this week, 5th of July, down one at number 7 in 1986. We're back into the 1970s for the very early stages of this lady's career.
I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon. Suddenly I find myself listening to a man I've never known before, telling me about the understanding me so well of all my situations. When I stay up late, he's always waiting, but I feel him hesitate. Oh, I'm so worried about my love. They say no.
With a Child in His Eyes, recorded as long ago as June 1975 under the guidance of Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. And Kate Bush has said that recording with a large orchestra at that age absolutely terrified her. Well, it would, wouldn't it? Peaks this week at number 6. And who's this at number 5?
Freeze! I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
Of Ma Baker when I heard that as a kid. It was actually the voice of Linda Blake, who was a friend of Frank Farian's, their producer and manager, Boney M's that is. And the song was all about Ma Barker, which was an old story from the 1930s about a US outlaw. And check out, there is also a re-recorded version with Milli Vanilli, which has the original spoken voiceovers from the Boney M version. There you go. Big climber at number 4, up 17 places.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more.
sits on America's tortured brow. That Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best.
David Bowie and Life on Mars. Almost as old as I am, that song. It's a parody, apparently, of Frank Sinatra's My Way, and all about a girl who goes to the cinema to escape reality. Doing well at number 4 this week in 1973. Our oldest song on the charts. And in fact, we have left the 70s for the rest of the chart, but we are going to visit 70s, 80s and 90s in our top 3. There's no change at number 3. Erasure, 1991. Song that was a taster for the forthcoming album of the same name that was coming, and he did well, peaking at number 3, where we find it this week in 1991. And at number 2, another favourite of mine, Squeeze, Up the Junction.
We stay.
some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor, but nothing now could stop her. Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
You Two and Up the Junction at number two this week in 1979. And what a classic. And we've got another classic ahead for you at number one. But first, the countdown.
To the Fantasy Chart Show with Chris Busby on BC Radio.
Here we go at number 10, White Lines, Don't Do It. Grandmaster Melly Mel up 2 in 84. At 9, it's Cheap Thrills with Sia and Sean Paul down 1 in 2016. Like Clockwork, the Boomtown Rats up 5 at 8 in 78. And at 7, Hunting High and Low, O'Hara down 1 in 86. The Man with the Child in His Eyes, Kate Bush, at 1 in 1978, at number 6, and at 5, Ma Baker, Boney M, up 9, 1977. And another big climber at 4, Life on Mars, David Bowie, up 17 in 73. Number 3, Chorus, Erasure, No Change in 91, up 1, at 2, Up the Junction from Squeeze, and that's 1979. Familiar Chimes at number one, The Specials and Ghost Town climb one to number one, the first of 3 weeks there in 1981. Jerry Dammers, who wrote that, said, "The overall sense I wanted to convey was impending doom. There were weird diminished chords. Certain members of the band resented the song and wanted the simple chords they were used to playing on the first album. It's hard to explain how powerful it sounded. We'd almost been written off, and then Ghost Town came out the blue." Well, I hope you've enjoyed this fantasy chart. It's been Chris Busby here taking you through the top 20, and I'll be back with another one soon. Or you can catch me on Monday evenings with Busby Broadcasts every Monday, 8 till 10. Till I see you next time, take care. Bye now.
For the community, by the community, this is BCR.